Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Clancy Dubos joins us now, WWL TV political analyst. Morning, Clancy. How are you?
Good morning, Tommy. How are you today?
I'm all right, sir. Tell me about, as it relates to early voting in a governor's race, I'm just curious as to if there is anything that could happen at the last minute within the realm of, you know, reality, I guess, that would change anybody's mind, or do you think everybody has pretty well decided who they're going to vote for?
Well, there may be some people who are undecided. There are some people who haven't even decided whether they're going to vote.
Mm-hmm.
That's always the case. You know, we like to speak about, you know, one candidate having, you know, X percent and the other candidate having Y percent, and they add up to 100. But the truth is, in the universe of voters, meaning all registered voters, we generally have somewhere between a 40 and 50% turnout, which means there's a lot of people out there, sometimes a slight majority, who don't even vote, who are eligible to vote. But, of course, on Election Day, what matters between now and Election Day, between early voting and voting on Election Day, it only matters if you turn out. If you don't turn out, you don't count. Because that's when the percentages all add up to 100, because they only count the votes that are cast. I mean, it sounds obvious, but for some people, it's apparently not that obvious because they're not engaged enough to bother to go vote. But that's the system that we have.
I never understood how people would be more concerned about a primary than they would the runoff, or as a lot of people say, the second primary. It might be a Louisiana thing. Because if you care enough to vote the first time, unless your candidate gets eliminated, why would you not care enough the second time?
Well, there's lots of things. Sometimes people just forget. They get busy voting. They're not as attuned to politics as others. But generally speaking, the turnout is a little higher in the runoff. Not always, but most of the time it is.
When it comes to President Trump and Mr. Rasponi, or say on the governor's side, and I don't know if we learned anything from the debate other than they both know how to yell, is there one thing or the other that you think could possibly turn the election? I guess what I'm wondering, Clancy, is if the president expended any political capital at all if Mr. Rasponi does not win.
Well, look, it's really up to the voters of Louisiana, not up to Donald Trump. He certainly knows he has coattails in Louisiana, and he clearly does. But when you mention the debate, I think the debate showed more that Eddie Rasponi knows how to interrupt and doesn't know how to answer questions with specificity, because mostly it was him interrupting the governor. And I think that was a deliberate strategy, because clearly, no matter who you vote for, it's clear that John Bel Edwards knows more about the issues than Eddie Rasponi does, and Rasponi just didn't get coached up. So he just did the constant interruption and talking over, and eventually John Bel Edwards started doing the same back to him, and the thing devolved into what I call the political equivalent of a food fight. But I think that Rasponi came away worse from that debate than the governor. But to his benefit, Rasponi has Donald Trump in his corner, and Donald Trump has the kind of blind loyalty among a lot of voters that if he asks them to do something, they'll do it. That doesn't necessarily mean that every Republican is going to vote, or even every Trump supporter is going to vote for Eddie Rasponi. That's why we have the election. That's why we have a campaign, because generally speaking, races for governor, historically speaking, races for governor tend to turn on local concerns, not national concerns. Donald Trump has been the exception to every political rule since he, you know, started campaigning for president, so we'll see if he's the exception to that rule as well in Louisiana. Well, we won't know that until election night.
I love that phrase, coached up, because it's exactly right. You need to be prepared when you go into something, unless your strategy is to stick to the same talking points over and over. Thank you, Clancy. I appreciate your time as always.
Okay, man.
Have a good day. Clancy Dubos, WWL TV political analyst.
baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.